Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Sam Lannon, Harry Tobias, and Phil Baxter. We'll search for tomorrow and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, September 4th, marked the birth in 1891 of bandleader and band contractor Sam Lannon. As a child, he studied violin and clarinet, and after serving as a musician in World War I, in 1918 he led a dance band at New York City's Roseland Ballroom. Sam's three younger brothers, Jimmy, Howard, and Lester, also became band leaders. He began recording in 1920 for Columbia, and few dance band directors made as many records as Sam Lannon. Some were made under his own name, but many were made under a dizzying array of pseudonyms such as the Arkansas Travelers, Broadway Bellhops, OK Melodians, New York Syncopators, the Melody Sheiks, Phil Hughes, Frank Auburn, Lloyd Keating, Jerry Fenwick, and Wally Edwards. He employed top-notch musicians for his band, including Miff Mole, the Dorsey Brothers, Bix, Jack Teagarden, Benny Goodman, Eddie Lang, and Bunny Berrigan. His Roseland Orchestra played on WHN Radio in 1923, and his Ipana Troubadours were first heard on stations WEAF and WOO on April 8, 1925. In July of 1931, he began leading his Pillsbury Orchestra for the Pillsbury Pageant radio program, which was heard Friday nights on WABC. The Pillsbury show was canceled in March of 1932, but Lannon continued to work in radio until 1937, when he retired. He died on May 5, 1977. Here's Sam Lannon.
And they'll evaporate when the troubles start pounding at your heart. Rub the injured part with sunshine. Thank you.
tile, three tile, a while about you. Say when, you're gonna say when, then say it again, sweet child, a while about you. I wanna say to each fellow that I meet, say, by the way, that's my baby, ain't she sweet? Sweet child, I'm putting it mild, say honest and true, sweet child, a while about you.
Thank you. sounds so true. Smiling, because she makes me feel the way I do each time I look into her two blue eyes. It seems that I'm in paradise. I keep on smiling, because she makes me sing the blues away. Smiling, because she came into my heart to stay. I can't help raving about her charms. I want to linger right in her arms. Smiling, because I know that she is smiling too.
Bandleader Sam Lennon, born September 4, 1891. We began the show with Irving Berlin's Sunshine from February 17, 1928. The vocalist was Harry Scrappy Lambert. That was followed by Sweet Child, I'm Wild About You, composed by Richard Whiting and Howard Simon. The Al Lewis lyric was sung by Arthur Fields and was recorded by Sam Lennon's dance orchestra on December 29, 1925. Next, Ed Small and Jerry Macy, better known as the Radio Imps, were Singin' in the Bathtub, November 22, 1929. Singin' in the Bathtub was written by Herb Majdson, Michael Cleary, and Ned Washington. We finished up our tribute to Sam Lennon with the band credited as Billy Hayes and his orchestra, with Irving Kaufman performing vocally on I'm Always Smiling from February 15, 1928. I'm the always smiling Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I hope you're enjoying your Labor Day weekend. I know I am. And in honor of Labor Day, here's a set of rapidly rotating records having to do with labor, beginning with Pauline Alpert.
Thank you. 8 o'clock. Say, where's my other sock? I've got a job, so help me, Bob. I've got to get up and go to work. Must be there on the dot. I hope my coffee's hot. Bring on those eggs, those scrambled eggs. I've got to get up and go to work. I'll do my best to make some dough so I can come home and say, we're out of debt, and it's really so. You'll never regret our wedding day. If I should stay in bed, we'll soon be in the red. One kiss and then, like all good men, I've got to get up and go to work.
John, on the Delaware Lackawanna, a one, a one, a one, the Delaware Lackawanna, yay! Yeah.
Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks, November 10th, 1926, and Where Do You Work, John? That tune was composed by Harry Warren, a name you hear quite often on this show, but the lyric was by Mortimer Weinberg and Charlie Marks, whose names I couldn't find ascribed to any other song. Before the Jacks, we heard Adrian Rollini and his orchestra, with Adrian Rollini on bass sax and vibraphone, and Red McKenzie vocalizing on I Gotta Get Up and Go to Work, written by Herman Hupfeld. That was recorded on July 29, 1933. We began that set of work songs with The Whirlwind Pianist, Pauline Alpert, and Irving Berlin's Whistle While You Work, from an Associated Program Service transcription recorded around 1943.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Exactly 100 years ago today, September 5th, in 1896, Phil Baxter was born in Navarro County, Texas. He went to school at Daniel Baker College and served in World War I as a member of a band at Mare Island Navy Yard. He led his own small band in the 1920s called Phil Baxter's Texas Tommies and led a larger band for about 3 years in Kansas City. He's remembered for several hit songs in the 1930s, including I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas, Harmonica Harry, One Man Band, Let's Have a Party, and Have a Little Dream on Me. But he's perhaps best known for his 1929 novelty hit Piccolo Pete, which was arranged by his close friend Joe Hames and recorded by Ted Weems. After the 1930s, he got out of the music business and settled in Dallas, Texas, where he died on November 21, 1972. Here are three from Phil Baxter.
I want to hear that
Phil Baxter and his orchestra recording for Victor in Dallas, Texas on October 20th, 1929, and I Don't Love Nobody But You, with the vocal refrain by Phil Baxter. We began our tribute to Phil Baxter with another record from that same session and another Phil Baxter composition, Down Where the Bluebonnets Grow, with vocal refrain once again by Phil Baxter. All of Phil Baxter's records were recorded in Dallas, with the exception of one session in St. Louis, Missouri, on October 24th, 1925, from which we heard If I Had You and You Had Me, That, too, was written by Phil Baxter. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, on September 3rd in 1951, what was to become the longest-running TV soap opera was seen for the first time as Search for Tomorrow debuted on CBS TV. Search for Tomorrow took place in the mythical town of Henderson. When her husband, Keith, is killed in an automobile accident, Joanne Barron gets a job at Henderson Hospital, where she meets, falls in love with, and marries Arthur Tate. When Tate dies some years later, she marries Dr. Tony Vincetti. Her daughter, Patty, also marries a physician, Dr. Len Whiting. The show's announcer was Dwight Wiest, and organists were Chester Kingsbury and Ashley Miller. Search for Tomorrow ran until December 26, 1986. So in our own Search for Tomorrow, we came across the following, beginning with Ruth Etting.
I please, I'm at no one's beck and call. My heart is my own, I'm as free as a breeze. This world owes me nothing at all. I have had my share of joy and sorrow. I'm one girl who has no alibi. Go on my way, just living for today. Tomorrow, who cares? What I have I spend and then I borrow. That's the way I am, don't ask me why. For I always say, if I get by today, tomorrow, the game of love to me is funny. Some make it go while others fail. With some it starts and ends with money. But my heart is one thing that isn't for sale. I don't ask for sympathy or sorrow. And until I've said my last goodbye, here's the toast I give. My friends, today I live. Tomorrow, who cares? The game of love to me is funny. Some make it go while others fail. With some it starts and ends with money. But my heart is one thing that isn't for sale. I don't ask for sympathy or sorrow. And until I've said my last goodbye, here's the toast I give. My friends, today I live.
Thank you.
I'm smiling, for everyone knows tomorrow is another day. Though endless worries make everything drear, never cry out in dismay. Don't cry to the moon, for they'll disappear soon. Tomorrow is another day. Don't count troubles, they're like bubbles. Look ahead and find romance. Sing out your hallelujah, good luck's coming to you. Count your many blessings in advance, you'll find. Though you are jaded and tired of life, soon you'll get a holiday. That is the end of your turmoil and strife. Tomorrow is another day.
Jackson and his Southern Stompers from September of 1928 and Take Your Tomorrow and Give Me Today, written by Andy Razaf and James C. Johnson. Before Take Your Tomorrow was Billy Marin and his Commanders with vocal by Rita Williams and Tomorrow is Another Day, recorded November 2, 1936. We began with the glorifier of American song, Miss Ruth Etting, backed by Jimmy Greer and his orchestra, August 29th, 1934, and Tomorrow Who Cares. That's from the Universal Picture Gift of Gab, Ruth's last feature film appearance.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is George Olsen and his orchestra.
All aboard for the blue horizon. Board. Board.
Thank you.
We started off this edition of This Week in Recording History with George Olsen and his music and Beyond the Blue Horizon, written by Richard Whiting, Frank Harling, and Leo Robin. That was recorded in Hollywood exactly 74 years ago today. George Olsen played conductor, and the vocal was by Bob Borger. Beyond the Blue Horizon was introduced in the Paramount musical Monte Carlo, and it became George Olsen's theme song. Then it was Glenn Oswald's Serenaders recording for Victor in Los Angeles on June 16, 1924, and Go Your Way, I'll Go Mine, written by Chris Schoenberg and George F. Briegel. And from an OK 78 recorded in New York on September 1, 1927, Miff Mole's Molars favored us with My Gal Sal, written in 1905 by Paul Dresser. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶